From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voanews.id. Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. Minister Budi Ari said digitalization must be utilized by Indonesian press. Minister Sri Mulyani said green economy key to mitigating climate change impacts. And here's the news in detail, read by Steve. Minister of Communication and Informatics, Kominfo, Budi Ari Setiadi, emphasized that the advancement of digital technology is a challenge and an opportunity for the growth and development of the journalistic ecosystem in Indonesia. This was conveyed by the minister in his remarks when opening the Press Council National Seminar titled Journalism Threatens Journalism in Jakarta on Wednesday. He also stated that these two factors also determine the importance of efforts to realize quality journalism and the sustainability of the national media. The extraordinary development of technology certainly presents various possibilities. Last week, my deputy minister went to the Congress and attended the Artificial Intelligence Conference in the UK, which was attended by about 32 countries, and indeed, the world's decision has also needed clarification to face the progress of artificial intelligence, especially in many fields. Efforts to realize quality journalism are not easy because the dynamics of people's life and technological understanding also affect the sustainability of journalism or the media in Indonesia. Minister Budi Ari Setiadi further said the presence of digital platforms has changed people's patterns of consuming news. However, even though the trend of public trust in mainstream media has begun to shift because they have to share with citizen journalism or social media, as the Minister of Communication and Informatics emphasized, mainstream media is still trusted as a reference. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati has emphasized the importance of executing the transition to a green economy in a bid to mitigate the adverse impacts of the climate change. Based on data from the World Bank, she cautioned that climate change could cost the global community $560 billion and drag as many as 100 million people into poverty annually. During the 2023 Indonesia International Conference for Sustainable Finance and Economy in Jakarta on Wednesday, she has remarked that financial transition has become crucial to create more sustainable environmental conditions for all human beings. Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Uno highlighted the importance of competency of human resources to realize quality and sustainable tourism. In a statement received on Wednesday, he noted that from the target of 15 million Indonesian tourism workers by 2024, most of them still lack the competencies to comply with national and international standards. Hence, his ministry is implementing certification for tourism workers to provide competent and quality tourism personnel in the tourism sector. In addition, Uno explained that worker certification would encourage businesses and the tourism industry to comply with regulations and standards set for sustainable services, thereby resulting in a better tourism experience for tourists. The government is giving priority to domestic business actors seeking to invest in the government core area of the new capital, Nusantara. This was conveyed by Investment Minister Bahlil Hadalia after attending the 2023 Investment Service Award in Jakarta on Wednesday. According to Bahlil Hadalia, over 200 investment intentions has been received. The government wants to prioritize domestic parties to invest in the prime zones of the Nusantara capital city. He has informed that the government will offer foreign investors opportunities to invest in the second and third zones of Indonesia's future capital instead. The European Commission said on Wednesday it recommended member states open membership talks with Ukraine once the country addresses several outstanding reform issues. As reported by VOA.com, the EU granted Ukraine candidate status last year, 4 months after Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine. EU leaders are expected to decide during a meeting in mid-December whether to accept the European Commission's recommendation. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said on Wednesday that Ukraine belongs to our European family. Saudi Arabia will host summits for Arab and Islamic nations to discuss the Israel-Hamas war. This was said by the kingdom's investment minister Khalid Al-Fali on Wednesday, was reported by ArabNews.com. Speaking at the Bloomberg New Economy Forum in Singapore, according to Khalid Al-Fali, he said we'll see this week, in the next few days, Saudi Arabia convening an emergency Arab summit in Riyadh. He has also conveyed in a few days, people will see Saudi Arabia convening an Islamic summit. The minister's comments referred to an earlier announcement by the Organization of Islamic Cooperation to hold a meeting on Sunday on the Gaza conflict. Vietnam's frigate 016 Quang Trung with a delegation of Vietnam People's Navy or VBN on Wednesday left Cham Ranh Military Port in the central coastal province of Khanh Hoa to attend the Peace and Friendship 2023 joint exercise in China's Kwantung Tong province and pay a friendship visit to Hong Kong, as quoted by VOVworld.vn. According to the Navy Region 4 High Command, the trip aims to implement the directions of Central Military Commissions and the Ministry of National Defense on international integration and defense diplomacy. It is expected to contribute to strengthening cooperative relations between Vietnam People's Army and the Vietnam People's Navy and their Chinese counterparts for peace, stability, cooperation, and development of the region and the world. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Asian Community Communication Forum in Singapore, the Singapore Indonesian Women's Association and Aurania Production, supported by the Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Singapore, held the Amazing Indonesia 2023 event 4 and 5 November 2023. This event was held in the Nusantara Room and Adinata Room of the Indonesian Embassy in Singapore. This also showcased the dynamic and diverse culture of Indonesia through art, culinary, and fashion with a family theme. During the event, 30 bazaar stands were set up, serving various food, drinks, fashion products, accessories, and other Indonesian retail products. The bazaar, which was attended by around 1,000 people, also held fashion shows, bridal makeup competition, Indonesian dances, including Saman, Beksan Parisuko, and Bajidor Kahot. Musical performances were presented by the Singapore Indonesian School and melodious singing from the diaspora's Claudia Francisca Sembiring and CC Indonesian Idol. Number of the interactive dialogues were also held, such as discussions regarding immigrations and civil registrations regulation for mixed marriage families. This event, presented by the General Chair of the Indonesian Mixed Marriage Organization PERCA, Analia Trisna. There were also seminars on making perfume and facial and skin care. The Amazing Indonesia 2023 was officially opened by Indonesian Ambassador to Singapore, Surya Pratomo. Those who were present at the event were 21 of the 25 leaders of social organization under FKMIS, ranging from religious organization, students, professionals, sailors, migrant workers, University Alumni Association, to Arts and Culture Association. Meanwhile, FKMIS General Chairperson Erickson said that the very diverse Indonesian diaspora in Singapore actually has many bright ideas to do a lot for the country. He also emphasized that the key to the success of the work program will only be achieved through synergy and a strong combination among the government, mass organization, and private representative.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event on November 9, 1921, when Albert Einstein received the Nobel Prize in Physics. Albert Einstein was a German-born theoretical physicist. Einstein is widely recognized as one of the most outstanding scientists ever. Einstein is most recognized for developing the theory of relativity. He also made an essential contribution to developing the theory of quantum mechanics. His works are also known for being influential on philosophy of science. Einstein's most famous quotient is the mass-energy equivalent formula E, MC2 identified as the most famous equation in the world. Einstein received the Nobel Prize in Physics on November 9, 1921 for his contributions to theoretical physics, especially the development of quantum theory by discovering the law of the photoelectric effect. Let's turn to Cambodian independence on November 9, 1953. The Kingdom of Cambodia is a constitutional monarchy in Southeast Asia. The country is the successor to the Khmer Empire, which ruled the Indochina Peninsula between the 11th and 14th centuries. France began to take control of Cambodia in 1863. After being colonized for about 80 years, King Norodom Sihanouk began claiming independence from France in 1949. On November 9, 1953, Cambodia finally gained complete independence from France. Thank you. end today in history with the commemoration of World Freedom Day on 9th November 1989. World Freedom Day is an essential day in world history that commemorates the fall of the Berlin Wall in Germany on 9th November 1989. The Berlin Wall was a barrier that separated democratic West Berlin from communist East Berlin. This wall stood for almost three decades as a sickle symbol of the Cold War. World Freedom Day on November 9th is observed not just to commemorate the fall of the Berlin Wall after World War II, but also to signify the rise of democracy and freedom for all and the fall of communism in Eastern and Central Europe. Well, listener, that was Today in History read by Ahmad Faisal.
Bersama
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today focuses on 64 researchers discuss religious relevance in facing climate change in Ikonis. Some 64 researchers from Indonesia and abroad gathered in the International Conference on Interreligious Studies, Sciences, and Technology, or ICONIS 2023, discussing the relevance of religion in facing technology development and climate change. The ICONIS 2023 was initiated by the Institute for Research and Community Service, or LP2M, of UIN Jakarta in Ancol, Jakarta, on November 6 until 8, 2023. Head of ICONIS 2023 Organizing Committee Amelia Fauzia conveyed that the international researchers were from Malaysia, China, Egypt, Pakistan, Iraq, India, Sudan, the US, Australia, Great Britain, Norway, Bangladesh, Qatar, and the Philippines. Meanwhile, UIN Jakarta Rector Asep Saipudin Jahar explained that the ICONIS came from the environmental damage, humanitarian crisis, crisis amid technology sophistication, and other social crises. According to Asep Saipudin, religion plays an important role in giving solutions for current crises, and religion can be a moral and ethical guidance for humanity in living. Meanwhile, Director for Islamic Higher Education at the Ministry of Religious Affairs, Ahmad Zainul Hamdi, conveyed that religion plays a major role in human lives in the past, present, and the future. He hopes that this international conference can encourage participants to explore many things and prove that religion plays a key role in life. Ulil Absar Abdallah, the head of Human Resources Development and Studies Agency at Nahdlatul Ulama, was one of the keynote speakers in the forum. To the participants, Ulil said that religious relevance is still important in the modern era, even in Indonesia. That was because religion still has an important role in human lives, both individually and socially. According to Ulil, in an individual context, religion gives life guidance, morality, and noble values. Religion can also be a source of power and motivation in facing life. While in a social context, religion can be a facility in building a peaceful, just, and prosperous civilization. Religion can also be a strength in facing social issues such as poverty, economic disparity, and environmental damage. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Di pagsaku. Semakin menyerang kalaulah ku dapat membaca pikiranmu dengan sayap pengharapanku ingin terbang jauh. Biar awan pun gelisah, daun-daun jatuh berguguran, namun cintamu kasih terbit laksana bintang yang bersinar cerah menerangi jiwaku. Andaikan ku dapat
from Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Today we introduce you to one of the dances from Wakatobi Regency in Southeast Sulawesi, Balumpa Dance. Balumpa Dance is performed by a group of female dancers accompanied by happy music. It is a dance performed to welcome distinguished guests. Besides being a dance for welcoming guests, Balumpa Dance is performed at performing arts events and cultural festivals. Balumpa Dance is performed by 6 female dancers. The dance moves rely on feet and hip stomping, as well as the hand swinging. Because it is a dance to welcome guests, the dancer's facial expression must look happy. Balumpa Dance movement consists of 4 varieties: Potabea, Poliugi, Poliloli, and Kaukurono Siku. In the Potabea movement, dancers form a line pattern and start the dance with a salute. In the Poliugi movement, dancers stomp their legs and hips, followed by shaking the scarves in pairs. In the Poliloli movement, dancers are parallel to the back, then move with the right hand swinging upwards and the left hand swinging downwards in the opposite direction while holding the scarf. Then the Kaukurono Siku movement is like a Poliugi, followed by raising both elbows to chest level and then tilting the body to the left. Balumpa dance performances are usually accompanied by traditional harp and vocal singers. The songs to accompany the dance are usually regional songs of joy and welcoming theme. Balumpa dancers wear combo clothes, which are local traditional clothes. For bottoms, they use striped skirts and scarves as complementary accessories. To adorn dancers, forehead covers, necklaces, earrings, and bracelets typical of Southeast Sulawesi are also added.
Kita harus bahagia. Kamu harus bahagia. Kamu harus bahagia. Kamu harus bahagia. Kamu harus bahagia. harus bahagia.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listeners, the national event Indonesia Adventure Race, IAR, will be held from 1st to 3rd of December 2023 in Pangandaran, West Java. Nature tourism lovers can take part in this race as well as explore extraordinary tourism destinations such as Pangandaran, which is included as one of the national tourism strategic areas in West Java. Deputy for Tourism Products and Activity Organizer of the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Vincentius Jumadu, hopes that this event can bring in crowds and have an extraordinary economic impact, especially in mobilizing domestic and foreign tourists. The Indonesia Adventure Race is a competition for several sports, which is packaged in a nature adventure concept, so that the terrain or route that will be traversed displays the stunning natural panorama of Pangandaran. The competition consists of running, cycling, rowing, and trekking. Chief Executive of the Indonesia Adventure Race, Ilham Gumilang, explained that the reason for holding this event was the desire to build an adventure race ecosystem in Indonesia. This is because neighboring countries such as Malaysia, Thailand, the Philippines, and Brunei Darussalam had already started this activity in the early 2000s. In this event, one team has 5 members consisting of one manager or support and 4 athletes. There are 2 competition categories, namely fun adventure and extreme adventure. The fun adventure starts with running for 5 kilometers, then cycling for 43 kilometers, rowing or running for 1.5 kilometers, followed by cycling for another 17 kilometers and ending with running or trekking for 8 kilometers. Meanwhile, the extreme adventure starts with running for 12 kilometers, then cycling for 158 kilometers, then rowing and running for 3 kilometers, cycling for 8.5 kilometers and running or trekking for 18 kilometers. For people who want to get further information regarding registration procedures or fees, they can access Instagram social media via the 8IAR.official account. That was Miscellany.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Shilon 7 has Duta in vocal, Eros in lead guitar, Sakti in rhythm guitar, and Adab in bass, and also Anton in drum. They debuted with the song Kita or We, which received positive appreciation by the listener of Geronimo FM in Yogyakarta. Kita stayed at the top of Indie Songs chart for 2 weeks in Geronimo FM. With that success, they dared to submit their first demo album to a major label in Jakarta. Then, Shilon 7 signed a contract with Sony BMG and released their first album entitled Shilon 7 with their main single, Kita. The song was used as the original soundtrack of Lupus Millennia, a popular Indonesian TV series in early 2000. Kita itself is about someone facing doubts in their love life. Despite being so doubtful, they were still convinced by the sweet talk of their partners. Well, listener, here is Shilon 7 with Kita.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Sahabat sejatiku, hilangkah dari ingatanmu di hari kita saling berbagi. Dengan kotak sejuta mimpi, aku datang menghampirimu. Kuperlihatkan semua hartaku. Kita selalu berpendapat, kita ini yang terhebat. Kesombongan di masa muda yang indah. Aku raja, kau pun raja. Aku hitam, kau pun hitam. Hati teman lebih dari sekedar materi.
Listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at VOI Indonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.